What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Becoming a Better Man podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jason Wright, and I want to appreciate you guys for tuning in. So here's why I'm excited, because as of right now, I've actually got a handful of subscribers to this podcast, which is pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I've actually just even lowered the price just for you guys to get a taste and see, is it worth it? What's the difference? And the main difference being, you don't have to listen to ads, right? You don't have to listen to ads that interrupt the episode, interrupt the flow of the episode. Not a fan of that, right? So ad-free, and you get access to each episode. And as the community begins to grow, looking to try and at least get like a kind of a monthly group call in for everybody to join up and just kind of interact with each other, ask questions, et cetera, et cetera. So that's in the works on the horizon, but I did wanted to put that out there. So if you're not a member and you want the perks of membership of the listeners of Becoming a Better Man podcast, I believe it's $2.99 a month. So check it out. You'll see the link in the show description if you're listening on Spotify, and you can go from there. So let's get into it. So I had some guys in the 21-day Becoming a Better Man Breakthrough course Facebook group that I've got for the guys that have joined the course and gone through the 21-day program. I reached out to them a few weeks ago and I was like, give me some podcast topic ideas, because I'm running out and I feel like I'm getting highly repetitive. And while that's not a bad thing, right? Because there's new listeners coming along each week. I appreciate you guys, right? So on the episodes that I don't flag as subscriber only, you do get a chance to listen to some of the stuff that I put out here. So I think this episode is going to be one of them, because I think it's going to cover just a topic that is pretty important for all guys, especially if you're not in that married relationship status. Okay. But you want to be there and you keep figuring out that you're just finding the wrong people, and maybe you're not the right person that's ready for something like that yet, and you still got some growing pains to go through. So the topic this week is posted by this guy, Nick, that's in the group, and he wanted to know how to know if the person you meet is right for you or not. Questions to ask yourself when analyzing the person you're getting to know, and how to get out if it's not right. All right. So I want to kind of break this down off the cuff and see where the Lord takes us. Right. So, I hope that this message is going to be helpful for at least one of you out there, that it's going to be something that's applicable to what you're going through right now, and that you're able to take some kind of actionable step towards getting this relationship quandary figured out. So, how do you know if the person you meet is right for you or not? What thoughts do you have on that? What's been your typical approach, right? Because I know from my experience and talking to other guys, typically it just kind of goes first and foremost looks, right? Are they hot? Is that not the metric that we look at? And then based upon that initial barrier to entry, then we go from, okay, is this somebody I want to spend a lot of time with, or is it somebody that I just want to spend one small period of time with? You guys know what I'm talking about. If you're not, getting your life in order yet, you're looking for a good time. All right. And I'm telling you, from experience, that's a lonely existence, right? When you're just looking for a good time, you're more lonely than ever. That was my experience. And most of the guys I talk to tend to find that to be the case, right? There's no shortage of women out there. You can find any woman you want to, as many women as you want to, but who are the ones that you actually want to spend and build with, like spend time with and build with? And that's what Nick's wanting to know in this question. How to know if the person you meet is right for you or not? So that's, again, we go for looks. Okay. And then from there, guys, based on whether we rush into a physical relationship too soon or not, determines our ability to be blinded by the red flags, right? Not just about that person, but the red flags within ourselves. Because I think that each person that we choose to spend time with in a dating relationship brings out qualities in us that either are a more productive, more positive, beneficial version of ourselves, or it's a detrimental reliving past mistakes and experiences over and over and over again in negative patterns. So I'm trying to figure out where that train of thought was going. Where we often make the mistake, right, guys, is jumping into that physical aspect too soon. Because if we overlook the warning signs that I'm not my best self with this person, this other person is not maybe the best person for me, I'm not bringing out their best self, let's go ahead and call it quits early before both or one party gets too invested, right? You get physical too soon, you're blinded to that. So step one is try and delay having any kind of physical relationship and explain that to the person, right? You have to be on the same page from day one. If you're not on the same page from day one, then it's time to move on, right? But hear me out, guys, communicate, right? If you're not willing to have that conversation, then you're not going to get the answers you're looking for. They're not going to hear what they need to hear from you either to know, is this guy wasting my time? What's he really in it for? Okay. So communicate the rationale as to why you're not jumping into another physical relationship, because it's not fair to you or to her to miss out on, you know, potentially important warning signs that it's not for you all, right? It's basically being sober-minded, being able to think and see clearly things for what they are, and having the wisdom and discernment to know better. Okay. So that would kind of be the first step there. Now, let's say you've got somebody that you're attracted to. You've communicated that, you know, you think it's best to take things slow from a physical aspect because you really want to get to know each other and why that's important, right? Just saying these things without the communication and the clarification to support it, you're going to leave her wondering a lot about where are we at? What are we doing? This could potentially open her up for, you know, her running around, right? If you're not exclusive, she's going to keep running around. Let me backtrack that, because I don't want that to be misconstrued for hurry up and lock them down type of stuff, right? Let things develop at their own pace, but be intentional. Okay. So you've had that communication, that conversation. Now what? Right. So I think when I think back to especially when I was initially dating, getting to know my wife, right? We were both very clear up front what we were looking for, what we were wanting, who we were, and what we're striving to become, right? So in doing so, you find that partner or that person, whether they have shared, not just interests, right? Interests, you can have different hobbies, different interests, right? Because a lot of people, oh, we like the same shows. Oh, we like the same food. We have so much in common. And that's that's a recipe for disaster, guys. If that's what you're building your relationships off of, good luck. So building a good foundation that is essentially cornerstoned by shared values, a shared vision for your lives, shared goals that you're actually working towards, right? And a shared belief, right? So I'm making this up right now, shared values, right? What's important to you? Why is it important to you? Shared vision. This is where I see my life going. This is where I would like for the direction of my life to go, right? And if it's God's will, this is where I'd like for it to go. I'd like to be in this position. Shared goals. I'm currently working on, you know, furthering my career. I'm building my business, et cetera. And the other person supporting that, your goal, and vice versa. And then shared beliefs, right? Values and beliefs can be very closely intertwined, but I think that that values can be separated from beliefs, right? Because sometimes the belief system isn't fully fleshed out yet, right? Sometimes God just hasn't taken the scales off of either your eyes or her eyes, and you're not in sync yet with the faith and the belief system there at the same intensity as the other person. Okay. But when I get to the values part, right? So it's the values would be, you know, here's the family dynamic that I would like to have. Here is who I hope to be in that family dynamic. I'd like to provide. I'd like to be the protector, the provider, the leader, right? And then finding a partner that's willing to let you lead, right? Willing to be led. That's a big difference there. Okay. Now the beliefs. Okay. So like personal story here. I was not the man in my current walk with the Lord that I was 2 years ago, right? I was always a Christian, but I was not quite willing to be a Christ follower. Same for my wife, right? We both knew that we had strong beliefs in God. We wanted to have a marriage that was led by God. We still hadn't quite figured out what that meant or how that looked in our day to day, but that was the goal, right? So value, vision, goals, beliefs. So that's the things that I think, right? Those are the four corners, the pillars of knowing whether or not somebody's the right person to pursue. If they're not willing to have those conversations, they've not thought about those things, file that into area of further investigation, right? Because the last thing that you want to do is waste your time, but even more importantly, you don't want to waste her time, right? Don't be that guy that leads them on because you think they're hot, and then you end up hurting their feelings, right? Because you used them and abused them and threw them away. Now, if that's what the women are going to do to you, that's on you, right? Just like that's been on me when I've been in those situations. I've been on both sides of it. Both times, all times, I shared the majority of I held the majority of the fault, right? I either should have not led them on, or I should have walked away when I've seen the warning signs. Either way, it's on me and it's on you. Okay. So those are the kind of things to look for. Now, obviously with all of those things that we've talked about, those four corners, those four pillars, yes, there's a lot of stuff that comes in there, right? So consistency, right? Are they consistently who they say they are? Do their actions align with their words, or are they all talk? Right. Now, on the other side, I think it's just as important. Are your actions aligning with your words? Are you one of those guys? Because I get it all the time, especially in coaching, right? I have so many people that come to me off the bat with the best of intentions and expectations of themselves. But when I press them and it's time to do what's necessary and I hold them accountable, they crumble because they're not ready to do what it takes to be who they want to be. Why? Because we're really good at talking the talk. We're really bad at walking the walk. And there's a lot of reasons for that, right? So recently I've been going through an emphasis on apathy, trying to identify areas in my life where I become apathetic, essentially comfortable, right? I'm in a good place, right? Making good money, got a great marriage. Life's going the right direction. Everything's good. This is very foreign for me. It's scary because where's that pain that's pushing me forward? Because that's all I've known. Similar with you guys, when you get into a good spot, right? You see, you think that you found a potential, AKA the one. Don't be that guy that self-sabotages and starts throwing it away because you're not used to being there, right? Like the phrase in sports goes, right? Act like you've been there. Act like you've been there before. You have to be able to know what to look for in yourself in order to best identify what to look for in someone else. Does that make sense? I'm going to repeat it. You have to be able to know what to look for best. Well, I'm sorry. You have to be able to best identify within yourself the same kind of things that make it successful with your attempt to identify those things in somebody else, right? Because if you don't know what you're looking for, you won't find it. Now, what are some of these things, right? We've already talked about it. Being apathetic, right? Maybe they're comfortable. And that's fine, right? Maybe they're further along than you are. Maybe they've already worked through their pain point and right now they're at a spot where things are good, right? They're just trying to keep things moving forward. Maybe they're not in that same painful spot that you are, right? So talking about apathy, I believe the definition, right? I think if you go back to either the Latin or the Greek, either way, the root words of it is without suffering, right? So without suffering, we're comfortable. We can get on cruise control and we stop striving for more. We stop pushing ourselves forward, right? We stop trying to advance ourselves professionally. We stop trying to continually work on maintaining and building a strong, healthy body. We stop trying to nurture a healthy and flourishing relationship or marriage, right? So we stop doing all those things because we get comfortable. And what happens when we're comfortable for too long? We become very uncomfortable because now we got a lot of problems in these same areas that we weren't expecting because we stopped working towards preventing them. So just like that stuff can happen once you're already established into your relationship, those can be some things that you can identify earlier on to see where am I at in my journey so that way I can better understand where they're at in their journey, right? If they're blissfully ignorant and unaware and you're a guy that's, you know, working on self-improvement, bettering himself, that's a big passion of yours in life, making sure that you're never complacent and coasting, drifting. Just be cautious about partnering up with somebody that is blissfully ignorant and those things are not important to them, right? That doesn't mean they might not what's the way I'm trying to communicate this? That doesn't mean that if they're not in the same grind as you are in those areas, that doesn't mean that they're not important areas in their life that they look at. Basically, what I'm trying to say, right? Let me simplify this, is that if they're not in a bad spot and they're not working like hell to get out of it, don't write them off. But no, ask the questions. Is self-improvement better for you? I mean, I'm sorry, is self-improvement and self-betterment important to you? What kind of things do you like to you know, work on? What's important for you? Is it your health, right? Is it your career? Is it your finances? Is it yourself, your Christian walk? Are you trying to better yourself in any of those areas, right? Ask those questions, because if you're a guy that's listening to something like this and you're not looking for somebody that has that same ability, you're going to very easily get frustrated with their lack of self-awareness and placing an emphasis on growth. When, how are you going to grow and build a life with somebody that doesn't want to grow? Right? You're going to grow apart unless you have, again, I'm telling you, these qualities, these red flags are not going to be there. Well, maybe more like yellow flags, but depending on where you're at, it could be a red flag. If any of these flags are popping up, then you've missed something in one of those four pillars. You know? I'm trying to see what else he'd put here. Okay. So how to, you know, essentially how to get out if things aren't right. There's no secret strategy. Be honest. Like, they shouldn't be blindsided by it. If they're blindsided by it, then you've not handled yourself like a man and been upfront. Now, that doesn't mean be rude, but be honest. Let them know, look, this is no secret that there have been a lot of things that we're just not on the same page about. We're a little bit out of sync. I think with where we're at in life right now and with where I'm wanting to go, you know, we have different vision right now of where our lives are going. And I think it's best for both of us if we, you know, in this relationship and move on, right? So that way you can find somebody that's better suited for where you're at, and I can continue to focus on my growth and my journey. And then, you know, we can meet the right people later on, right? That's not going to say it's not going to hurt their feelings, but at least you're honest, right? Because if you're not honest and you keep trying to just drag them through the mud, then you're going to end up cheating, trying to get out of it, not doing her the justice she deserves, right? There's no dignity in that. So be honest and just tell her, hey, let's talk. How do you feel like this is going? Because I feel like we're going in different directions. Right? Here are the things that are important to me. Now, would you like to hear more? You know, what kind of explanation would give you what you need to hear? Right? Now, also know this. It's not your responsibility to get closure, and it's not your responsibility to give closure. Right. So that, I think closure is something that you give yourself, and she has to give herself. So trying to meet back up to rehash and rehash and give more explanation. That's just a way to slowly take the Band-Aid off instead of ripping it off. Once you initiate the conversation, you're honest and upfront from the get-go. Say, hey, this isn't working out. I don't think it's a secret to either one of us. If we're being honest, we probably should have had this conversation a while ago, and here's why. Right. And I think that it's best for both of us if we go ahead and part ways now before we get further invested. And then eventually it hurts more later. That is a perfectly honest, considerate, and direct conversation. Right? She might have questions. She might have to and say, look, it's not that I don't care. It's not that I don't want to answer them, but I don't think that any amount of explanation beyond what we've already said is going to make it any easier right now. It's going to hurt for both of us. And that's it. Man, I've ended some relationships the wrong way. There've been a few that I think I've handled better with how to end them. But I'll say in the past, I've been a bad breaker-upper. I've sucked at it. Why? Because where I was in my life at those times, I wasn't man enough, right? So being able to better qualify who you're dating, right? Dating with intention, not just dating to have fun, but dating with intention. That's going to help make the identification process for a more suitable mate go much better for you. And it's going to, if things start popping up that were unforeseen, right? Maybe they did a really good job of hiding stuff. Maybe you did a really good job of hiding stuff or overlooking things that weren't so hidden. It's going to make it easier to have that conversation when it's time to part ways. Right? Now, that's not saying to remain friends. I don't think you should remain friends with your exes. But it's just about treating another human with decency and respect. Right? They're a child of God too, brother. Don't crush your soul. Don't crush your spirit. It's going to hurt, right? Feelings hurt. Hurt feelings suck. It sucks being the one to hurt somebody's feelings. But if you have that discussion, very similar to how I outlined it a minute ago, there's no argument that can be had there, right? There's nothing to feel bad about how you've handled it. Okay. So, Nick, I hope that this was helpful information. When it comes down to it, like, so just to recap, right? Do you and this woman have shared values, shared vision, shared goals, or complementary goals, and shared beliefs, right? Are you both going to be growing in the same direction? Or are you seeking growth and they're not? Or are they seeking growth and you're not? Only one of those three will work. And full transparency, right, with how me and my wife conducted our relationship, we had all those things in place. All those places, it felt effortless, right? So the whole phrase of, oh man, like really good things come to those who are willing to fight for them. And if it's really hard, like if it's really hard early on, it's not for you, brother. It's not. Right. So in our experience, it was effortless. Doesn't mean it was not work, right? There was work required. There was a great deal of work required by me to be willing to face the things that she was presenting to me about me. And to be able to allow my pride and my ego to get out of the way enough to hear them, accept them, and be willing to work on them. That was the hardest part. But the relationship itself was not hard. The dating phase, not hard. Crossing the marriage finish line, getting through that gauntlet, not hard. the hard part was the work that was required of me by me about myself. And just like it's the same for you. So if you're maybe, I'll tell you what, before you start picking up some dates and having those four pillars conversations, identify this question in yourself first, guys. Am I willing, not just what I like to, am I actually willing and committed to identifying and understanding the things about myself that are going to be barriers in any relationship? You know? So let's leave it at that. I think that's a good place to wrap it up. I appreciate you guys listening again each and every episode. You can listen to each episode if you're a subscriber. So check out the link in the show description on how to become a subscriber of the podcast, where you can hear every single episode ad-free. Just check out the show description on Spotify when you go to the main page. Also, guys, if you are interested in working on getting a head start right now, well, not right now, if you listen to it right now, by 5 a.m. tomorrow, right? Once you're paid and registered by 5 a.m. tomorrow, you can get started on day one of your 21-day transformation to become a better man by going through the course, right? So I'll put the link to that in the show notes in the description, and you can get started as soon as tomorrow. It's pretty cool. Also, you get to join a pretty awesome community of other guys who have gone through it and are extremely supportive. And it's been cool to see the friendships grow in that group as well. So anyway, guys, we need community. Being a man is to be honest, like it's a lonely struggle, right? So keep trying to do it ourselves. We will fail. And that's why we're here for each other, and we're lifting each other up in prayer and support and encouragement. And that's how we do it. All right. So brothers, until next week, that's all we got. See ya.